From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says we will see what happens. Certainly that is not the first choice. His response when asked by reporters Wednesday whether he would take military action against North Korea. Trump spoke following a telephone call with the Chinese leader.
We had a very good conversation with President Xi of China. It lasted for about 45 minutes. He's very much in favor of the denuke of North Korea. And we're talking about different things. We have some things we're going to be talking again soon.
He was asked by VOA what he talked about with the Chinese leader concerning North Korea. He replied President Xi would like to do something on North Korea, but it is unclear whether or not he can do it. He described his conversation with Xi as very, very frank and very strong. President Trump says he's confident Congress will act to protect 800,000 undocumented immigrants from being deported, even after he moved to end the program that kept them from being returned to their home countries. Trump spoke to reporters aboard Air Force One before heading to North Dakota for a speech about tax reform.
Congress, I really believe, wants to take care of the situation. I really believe it. Even very conservative members of Congress, I've seen it firsthand. If they don't, we're going to see what we're going to do.
Trump said he told congressional leaders at a White House meeting before leaving Washington, if we can get something to happen, we're going to sign it and we're going to make a lot of happy people. Trump has been widely criticized by Democratic lawmakers and some Republicans along with American business leaders for his decision. This is VOA News. Facebook says an internal investigation has revealed that thousands of political ads placed on its platform by fake accounts and pages likely linked to Russia, fueling further concern about Moscow's interference in last year's American presidential campaign. The social networking giant said Wednesday that while the ads did not directly mention the election or either candidate, they largely promoted divisive social issues like immigration, race relations, and gun control. A court has approved a plan for Australia to pay millions of dollars to people held at an offshore camp for migrants in Papua New Guinea. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
This is the largest human rights deal in Australian legal history. Asylum seekers and refugees who were held at an Australian-run camp on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea between 2012 and 2016 will share a $55 million settlement. The men claimed they suffered physical and psychological harm and that they were falsely imprisoned. The class action suit had alleged more than 1,900 detainees had been kept in inhumane conditions. The Australian government hasn't admitted any liability, but said it wanted to settle the case to avoid a lengthy and expensive trial. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The Caribbean island of Barbuda is completely isolated now. It has taken a direct hit by Hurricane Irma, the strongest Atlantic storm in recorded history. French President Emmanuel Macron, meanwhile, said he expects the toll Irma took on the French West Indies to be harsh and cruel, with considerable casualties and damage. Puerto Rico is being hit now by Irma. The U.S. territory is in the middle of a financial crisis, and officials say it could be as long as 6 months to restore electricity to the entire island if power is knocked out. A mother of two from the eastern U.S. city of Philadelphia has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for plotting to travel to Syria to join militants of the Islamic State. Authorities said Kiana Thomas planned to abandon her children to join an Islamic State fighter she had married over Skype. The 33-year-old Thomas told the court Wednesday, "I'm not an evil or malicious person. I'm just someone who, I guess at one point, was impressionable." You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith.
That's the latest world news from VOA.